Good morning, MGTOW men. I had a whinge about, you know, some really nasty little fucking small town women, and they're clicky, and, oh, he wants to fuck me, yeah. Good to say hello and, you know, make the effort to connect with them and, you know, walking together the same path home kind of stuff, you know. You know, and they really are so fucked in the head and so fucking nasty and so just cunts, you know. Fuck. Well, this is another example of one of those bloody small town space cadets, you know. Every so often a woman will just start throwing herself at me, you know, trying to kiss me and trying to fuck me and all this sort of stuff, you know. She'll just launch and, you know, sort of like a spider jumping out of its hole trying to catch a passing cricket or something, you know. And, happens in small towns, happens in a lot of different places, you know. And, so, what happened is this woman, I'm about the only single guy in the district that's not that fucking interested. Oh, I might be interested in a good route, you know what I mean? But I'm not interested in piss poor company, you know? We've got a galaxy of really amazing shit going on, and all these cunts can talk about it was who they heard was fucking who in the arse in behind the footy shed on Saturday night. Oh, well, I heard. Oh, well, apparently. Oh, well, so-and-so reckons. You know, like, fuck. You know, crawl under a rock and die, you fucking pieces of shit, you know. And, yeah, this woman, you know. And this is where I get into that stuff. I'll put the link below, you know, but Terry Gorski talking about, you know, the seven main differences between healthy and addictive relationships, you know. And that for me was a really good starter sort of signpost sort of thing to say, well, how do we get back into life and what's, you know, what's going to sort of enhance my progress and what's going to sort of just destroy my life, you know. And that was a huge help. And one of the things what Terry Gorski talks about is he talks about addictive relationships that tend to be sort of blown into intense and instantaneous sort of sharing, or is it like, you know, where it's like boof, like that, 5 minutes. We, you know. And when the real thing is, say it's like, you know, if you're a member of a social group, you know, like hiking or something like that or whatever. As one of my old Narcotics Anonymous sponsors used to say, a lot of people get involved with each other in the homes of other people, you know, standing around in the lounge room, you know what I mean? Like, he was a, what was that church called? He was a Mormon. He was into that sort of, the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints, you know what I mean? He had some remarkably good qualities. But, you know, the sort of brainwashing of the church was a bit much. His intention was good, but, you know, he couldn't sort of separate the real world from, you know, the fantasy of the fucking brainwashing of the church, you know. And but he taught me a few good things. And you know, he said a lot of people get involved with each other, you know, standing around in other people's lounge rooms, you know what I mean? You get to know people sort of socially as a sort of family kind of thing, you know? I'm Bob and this is my sister, and you go, hello, sister. And she goes, oh, hello. You know, would you like to come around for a game of cards next week? You know? It's just shit like, you know, just normal sort of, you get to know people over time rather than just, hi, how are you? Let's have some more beers, you know, let's have some more beer and let's go fuck. So that was a really sort of, that's why that Terry Gorski stuff, the seven main differences between healthy and addictive relationships are a really important thing, you know. And what happened is with this woman, you know, she started going, oh, I want to fuck, you know, at me every time I came within kiwi of her. And so I'd be sort of hopping on my bicycle and riding into town and, you know, going past and all these cunts go, oh, there he is, you know what I mean? And then she'd come running out of the pub and stand on the fucking street sort of in front of me. And I'd have to go, you know, to go around her. And I'd just sort of look at her and think, you're fucking insane, you know? And, yeah. It happened like three or four times over a couple of months, you know. She'd stand in the middle of the road trying to block me going past, you know. And she'd sort of stand there sort of gyrating and, you know, sort of, I'm looking at this bitch thinking, you're fucking crazy, you know, you're fucking crazy. So anyway, I thought, well, okay, I don't want to get involved with her, but I can at least give her some good information on what to do, you know, put that Terry Gorski stuff on a USB stick and give it to her, you know? So she's done, you know, this sort of throwing herself at me kind of shit like half a dozen times in the last couple of months. And so I just walk into the shop where she's working and I say, hi, how you going, you know? And she looks me up and down and goes, ugh, look at the fucking piece of shit that, you know, she didn't say it, but she gives me that look of like, ugh, what a fucking piece of shit. What the fuck do you want coming in here, you know? And I just looked at her expression and I just thought, this fucking bitch is nuts. She's fucked in the head. So I just turned around and walked out, you know. And my intention was, well, there's a coffee shop, you know, four doors up the street or something like that. You know, I was going to ask her, want to come up for a cup of coffee after work or something, you know. And she just looked at me like, a piece of dog shit's just landed on the fucking counter, you know. So I just turned around and walked out and just write it off, you know. Not only is it not open to sane relationships, you know, it's completely incapable of being consistent, you know, from going, I want to fuck, you know, and running out on the street, running out onto the street in front of me to, you know, to going, oh, you're a fucking piece of shit, you are, you know. And then this fucking retarded bitch went and complained to her retarded boss that I'm in there trying to come onto her. You know? And, you know, so she's missed out on going out for a coffee. She's missed out on learning how to take responsibility for your relationships and how to, you know, get off to a better start on them. You know, I don't want to fuck her, but I'll share with her some good information on how to get your life sorted out. But I won't, you know, it doesn't mean I'm, you know. And she's gone from a randy idiot looking to stuff a cunt full of fucking dick to bloody fucking idiot, you know what I mean? Just fucking idiot. And all the way along, not once did she ever try to make small talk with me. You know, like the weather, how you going? It's nice to meet you. I've never met you before, but yeah, I see you around the place. How you going? You know, none of that. Absolutely fucking none of that. And when she gets the opportunity to do that, to get invited out, to have a, you know, go out for a coffee once a week for half an hour after work on a Friday or something, you know what I mean? Go, you know, just a little thing, you know. And completely fucks it. Completely fucks that opportunity. And so, you know, this is why, you know, you've got to pace these fucking women over time, you know. There's people who've met and they've gone, wow, you know, people have met and they've gone, wow, you're fantastic, bang, and then happily ever after. But more often than not, you just get into all sorts of relationships because you haven't sort of sounded each other out to say, well, do we actually have enough in common to make this work, and do I want to, you know, do they want to put up with me, and do I want to put up with them, you know what I mean? Are there sort of enough things, good things in there to sort of make the relationship work, or is the ratio of goodness to fucking bullshit too far? You know, there's too much fucking bullshit, and it's I'm not staying there. I'm not getting involved with this fucking one. Fuck that, you know what I mean? And this fucking idiot's been just a fucking mental case ever since, you know what I mean? Oh, fuck, you know. But that was just one of those things that came out of that talk the other day, you know. You know, you got to pace them. You got to find out what you're in for before you buy it, you know what I mean? It's like saying someone wants, you know, a fair whack of money for a car that's apparently quite a good car. Well, you run it over the fucking, you take it down to the auto mechanics, you know, who you trust and you know does really good work, and you get them to look at the whole fucking thing, you know what I mean? You know, to check underneath the body for rust and loose bolts and bits and, you know, just to look and to have a look at the engine, the oil, the battery, the fucking lubricants, the coolant, you know what I mean? To see how good it all is, how well it's being kept. And to take it for a drive, to see how the brakes go, to see how the gears change, how to do the whole fucking thing, you know what I mean? And then you make your decision. You don't just go, oh, wow, that's a really nice car, I'll buy that, you know what I mean? Same with women, you know? You invest the time to get to know them, to see how emotionally stable they are, to see how intelligent they are, to see how grounded in reality that they are. You know, you do all this sort of stuff before you fucking, you know, before you commit into it, you know what I mean? And you do it progressively. You do it by little stages, by little stages, by little stages, by little stages, you know what I mean? Just superficial shit, you know what I mean? If you make, you know, there's some women, you might say to them, what a lovely bit of rain we had the other day. Did you get much over where you were? And, you know, if they come back and say, yeah, fuck, it was a really nice. We got good heavy showers, probably about 12 mil in the whole day, and it was the gardens are really picked up and the grass is growing and it was lovely. It's cooled the place down and wetted everything and it's been brilliant, you know. And, you know, that's a good answer. That's a really good answer. But if they're a fucking psycho, or if they're fucked up, they'll go, oh, what do you mean, you know? What do you mean? You know, like, how can you fucking, did you get much rain the other day? And they go, oh, what do you mean? You know, that's like fucking Jesus, you know? And you know, you avoid them like the plague, you know, just if they can't sort of engage, like if the meshing isn't sort of nice and neat, you know what I mean? If the meshing isn't nice, you know, if it's going, you know, fuck them off, you know, if they go, you know, there's a whole heap of stuff in there that it's like picking the locks in a woman's head generally isn't very hard. It's what you see is what you get rather than what you hope for, you know. And if the answer's, I'll put this up, Robert Subby, he did a talk, and you know, where you are, where you engage in discussion and you ask one thing and so they give an answer for something else, and then, you know, and he calls it the shift tactics. And, you know, and he says after a while, just fucking give up on that and walk, you know, get out of there. Same